President Donald Trump has hailed his operation in Venezuela as a victory, celebrating what he called a spectacular assault that led to the capture of former President Nicolas Maduro and his wife, Cilia Flores. But while the Trump administration calls it a win, others are raising alarms about the way the U.S. carried out the attack. The United Nations warned on Tuesday that the U.S. action has made all states less safe around the world. Global leaders have voiced criticism and caution, and since Saturday's pre-dawn raid in Caracas, Trump has even threatened more interventions abroad, sparking further concern and disapproval. At home, calls for the president's impeachment are now gaining momentum. Democratic lawmakers and prominent political figures are urging immediate action. Representative April McLean Delaney of Maryland said Monday that the Democratic caucus must imminently consider impeachment proceedings in response to the Venezuela operation. Over the weekend, Delaney said, "We saw the president, without authorization or approval from Congress, as required by our Constitution, launch an attack on Venezuela, and even voice his intention to run the country." She accused her Republican colleagues of allowing Trump to defy the rule of law. Then she added, "It is time, full stop, for Congress to step up to the plate and stop this administration's unauthorized and harmful actions." California State Senator Scott Wiener, now running for Nancy Pelosi's congressional seat, also called for impeachment. Trump illegally invaded Venezuela. He said he bombed the capital, seized the country's oil assets, and took President Maduro and his wife prisoner. He argued that Trump had no legal authority to invade, citing Congress's lack of authorization. "This lawless act," Wiener said, "is yet another impeachable offense by this thug president." He warned the move could embolden China to invade Taiwan and encourage Russia to escalate in Ukraine. Representative Delia C. Ramirez of Illinois went further, calling Maduro's capture a kidnapping. She said the operation was illegal, a dangerous violation of both international and U.S. law. "Trump and his administration are out of control," Ramirez said. "They believe they are untouchable, but they are not. Trump must be impeached." She urged passage of the War Powers Resolution introduced by Representative Ilhan Omar, which would direct the removal of U.S. forces from any hostilities not authorized by Congress. Representative Dan Goldman of New York accused Trump of using the same illegal and unconstitutional tactics as Maduro. He claimed the operation undermines democracy, violates the Constitution, and emboldens dictators worldwide. "I believe," Goldman said, "the true motivation is to seize Venezuela's oil as a favor to the American oil executives who helped elect him." Representative Maxine Waters of California, co-chair of the Congressional Caribbean Caucus, said Trump has no authority to bypass Congress to launch military strikes against a sovereign nation, while openly admitting oil was his motivation. She added, "Many Democrats have questioned whether impeachment is even possible again under today's political reality. I am reconsidering that view." The White House defended the operation in an email to Time. Deputy Press Secretary Anna Kelly said, "At President Trump's direction, the administration lawfully executed a federal arrest warrant against Nicolas Maduro, issued by a federal judge for his corrupt criminal actions as an arch-terrorist trafficking illicit narcotics into the United States." This controversy adds to a long history of impeachment battles. In December 2019, Trump faced two articles of impeachment for pressuring Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden. The House voted to impeach, mostly along party lines. The Senate acquitted him in February 2020. A year later, he was impeached again, accused of inciting the 6th of January Capitol riot. The Senate acquitted him once more, falling short of the 67 votes required for conviction. Now, calls for a third impeachment are rising, and the nation waits to see what Congress will do next.